From the studios of Books and Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading The Belgariad, Queen of Sorcery, by David Eddings. We begin with the prologue. Being an account of the Battle of the Kingdoms of the West against the invasion of Khal Torak, based upon the Battle of Vomembre. In the youth of the world, the evil god Torak stole the orb of Aldur and fled seeking dominion. The orb resisted, and its fire maimed him with a dreadful burning. But he would not give it up, for it was precious to him. Then Belgarath, a sorcerer and a disciple of the god Aldur, led forth the king of the Alorns and his three sons, and they reclaimed the orb from the iron tower of Torak. Torak sought to pursue, but the wrath of the orb repelled him and drove him back. Belgarath set Kerak and his sons to be kings over four great kingdoms, an eternal guard against Torak. The orb he gave to Rhitha Irongrip to keep, saying that so long as a descendant of Rhitha held the orb, the West would be safe. Century followed upon century, with no menace from Torak, until the spring of 4865, when Brasnea was invaded by a vast horde of Nadraks, Tulls, and Murgos. In the center of this sea of Angaraks was born the huge iron pavilion of Khal Torak, which means king and god. Cities and villages were razed and burned, for Khal Torak came to destroy, not to conquer.